What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu. So make sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Yesterday could have gone better. Got the first push in the history of the breakfast menu on the Twins, and for some reason, they just decided to have three errors in the first five innings. So that one was kind of a bummer. Didn't go as well for the Oakland A's. You split 1-1, so we're fine. We're moving on to the next one. But I know you and I were not happy with that Twins game.
No, that was I bet that in real life. Decided to tell you, I liked what I saw. I mean, it was three errors in five innings, and they gave one up in the top of the fifth. It was a little frustrating. A lot of frustrating things yesterday. And you know what? That's baseball. Back at it today. Do you want to go first? Or do you want to go second?
I will go first. I had a good job shopping my lines at Odds Shopper this morning. The same thing that you guys should be doing every single day you're trying to place a bet. Don't just go to one book. Make sure you're shopping around. You don't want to leave any edge on the table. And I did not, because starting it off, this is not a first five innings bet, and I will get to why in a second. Atlanta Braves, -125 against the Marlins. Braves offense, 111 weighted runs created plus. Marlins, 89. That's the same amount of distance in both directions. 11 to the good, 11 to the bad. It's kind of crazy. Sandy Alcantara, legit above average pitcher in baseball. 22% strikeout rate, 3.8 FIP this year, 3.9 FIP in steamer. So the Marlins are bringing out a legitimate starter. Huascar Ulloa, 10th prospect for the Braves, above average fastball, flashes an above average slider. Command isn't really there. Might never be. Faced 21 batters in AAA on August 11th. So he can go a little bit further in this game, but you expect Sandy to go deeper. Ulloa projects with a 4.11 FIP in steamer. So not too far off from Sandy, but the gap here between these two guys is not even remotely close to the gap that we're seeing from an offensive perspective. Normally, I've been trying to go to these first five inning games, but I don't want to have to just try to beat Sandy Alcantara. I want to go into the Marlins bullpen at that point. That's when it should get better for the Braves. The line is basically the same whether I'm going first five or not. So give me the opportunity to face significantly worse pitchers later on in the game. Give me the Braves -125 for a strip of bacon.
Not going to tail you on that, but I don't hate it. I do like the way you separate your first five and your kind of full game type bets with the bullpens. As you mentioned, that's a little more legwork, but sometimes that's where the value comes from. I'm going to stick to my formula. I kind of am treating this almost like, when you're doing props and whatnot on some of the DFS sites, where you kind of look for those outlier tags. And I found one in Casey Mize's strikeout prop, under 4.5, -150, which is a lot of juice. But when you look at it, -179 is out there. -161 is out there. -150 is out there. And that doesn't mean that the -150 is always the correct side, but it does mean that if you are leaning under, you're getting significant value right off the bat. And that's a situation that I find myself in today. Mize is not a huge K guy. He's gone under 5 strikeouts in 6 of 7 starts. He's gone under 90 pitches in 7 straight starts. When you look at this, you know, the Tigers are playing the Angels today. Angels kind of middle of the pack in strikeouts. It's nothing alarming either way. So when you combine that with the metrics and the lines that we're finding on Odd Shopper, it becomes a situation that I quickly was drawn to. Something that I had no, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't thinking, let me bet the Tigers pitcher strikeout props. That's not on my priority list. But sometimes the numbers and the lines lead you to the bet. And that's what I'm dealing with today. So to win one strip of bacon, I think Mize has another pedestrian outing, and he won't pass 5 or more Ks.
Well, one, I have him projected for 4.3, so I do definitely like the under a little bit. Two, I appreciate the lead-in for my second bet, and we are at least in lockstep that Casey Mize having a pedestrian outing would be great. First five inning bet this time for the Los Angeles Angels at +115. Now, I've got the Tigers offense at 94 weighted runs created plus. Angels, 101. So big gap in a positive towards the Angels. Obviously, I'm leaning that direction to start. Casey Mize and Dylan Bundy have the exact same projected FIP in steamer. Bundy gets there with a few more strikeouts, but otherwise, that's the direction I'm trying to go. I'm getting plus money when I have an edge in hitting and equal pitching. I love it. Plus, this is not something that I would normally look at, but Fangraphs has game probabilities to start. Angels, 51.6% to win. I'm not entirely sure why I'm able to get these guys at plus money, but I'm happy that I can. So one strip of bacon, plus 115 Angels in the first five innings.
Not messing around with props today, are you?
Nah. I'm all about the first fives and the sides.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm going to the sides as well. And this is something, again, I do this in baseball, and I've had some success with it at times where I just say, you know what? I know this, of course, it's not going to win forever, but I'm just gonna roll with it until I see something different. And it's chalky and it's very public. I'm going to do the same bet I did yesterday. The Rays absolutely crushed the Orioles at home. It was 9-2. Exactly what I and everybody else expected. And it's not like you're paying significant juice because I'm taking the minus 1.5. Yesterday I got it like minus 120. Today it's plus 100. I'm going to do the same thing. I think this is more than a coin flip that the Rays absolutely dismantle. Baltimore's lost 12 straight. We already talked about all these numbers. They're disgraceful. They're awful. They have the worst run differential in the entire league. And the Rays are in the thick of trying to lock down a division. They need these games at home. They shouldn't be messing around. I don't care who's pitching. I don't care about anything. It's just a macro buy or a fade, I should say, of the Orioles. And eventually it will regress. But at this point, if you're going to give me around a coin flip, and here I'm getting exactly a coin flip at plus 100, I will say more often than not that the Rays can win by two or more. So I did it yesterday. I'm going to do it today. If we do baseball, I'll probably have the same bet tomorrow unless something changes. Because to me, the Orioles, they can't line these correctly at this point. They are that bad.
I like it. I liked it yesterday. It paid off pretty easily yesterday. Might as Matt well go Harvey back to it again.
For about an hour was useful, and then he wasn't for a long time.
Yeah, he's generally speaking not all that useful. So two up, two down. I feel pretty good here. I was more confident in Minnesota yesterday than anything else. That's why I got the two strips of bacon, but I'm still very, very confident in the two bets I've got here. What else do you got going on right now? What else can we talk about before we get out of here?
Well, of course, in the golf world, FedEx Cup playoffs have started. This season's winding down, but we still have plenty of golf to get to. And I know that you and me will be on the PGA Contenders video coming out later. Just stay tuned for that on the Awesome Odds channel. Obviously, if you're not subscribed, like it, subscribe, do all that because the videos are flying from NFL to college football to golf to the breakfast menu each and every morning. And you're going to see me rant. I'm not going to do a whole rant on this show. Last week in golf, that was a raw deal. I should have had a smash contenders video, and I was unable to close on multiple fronts.
Yeah, that one's brutal. We will be touching on that on the PGA Contenders, so make sure you are watching it. One last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell.
How does that
happen?
Right in the middle of your read, I don't care. How does that happen? It doesn't matter. 35-1, you can't make a four-footer guy. That hurts. That hurts.
Oh, man. Sometimes it's just satisfying for me. Thank you guys for joining us. Good luck tonight on your bets. We will see you again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Breakfast Menu.